Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Around, and that kind of goes back to that sense of hope in some way, finding ways to, you know, find that again or build that sense of hope, purpose and connection. I mean, those are all just huge and tools to combat suicide overall. But it's definitely a priority for, I would say, all mental health programs and resources. And it's why I think our community, the Richland Hospital, and organizations across our country are really targeting suicide prevention.
If someone is listening, and they're feeling suicidal, are there some avenues that they can go, you suggest?
Yeah, so if they're in that mindset, the first line of defense would be to call 911. There's other, like I said, automatic numbers. I believe 988 is the other common one specific to mental health. But even if you're accessing local resources by calling 911, our local services have different steps in place to address that need and provide that service and support. Because at the end of the day, all of these wonderful organizations and first responders come together to serve and protect a person, and not only their physical health, but their mental health as well.
And yeah, I want to add that some people don't want to share, right, that they're having those thoughts because it's very taboo. There's a lot of stigma around suicide. And I mean, May, although it's Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's about reducing the stigma in general. But if you're experiencing those thoughts, it's not abnormal. I don't want someone to think that it is taboo just because you sometimes don't want to wake up in the morning doesn't mean that you have to be locked away. I think people think that if I express this, someone's going to put me in a room with no windows, right, and lock me away. But that's not the case at all. Plenty of people are dealing with these thoughts and live normal lives, and we hope that they can get some more support through various mental health programs.
Mm-hmm. And if you are somebody who's got some health issues, and we talk a little bit about dementia and those kind of things, but it seems to me that that comes along faster if you're not social and if you're not, mm-hmm. Doing these kind of things, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's so many different research projects out there that talk about that, but I would agree kind of anecdotally. Yeah, you see decline much, much faster when someone has no purpose and is completely isolated every day.
A lot of aging baby boomers, those born, through 1964, I think, mm-hmm. is where the baby boomers cut off. But mm-hmm. right now, you're right in that age group with a lot of people that you're working with.
We are. Mm-hmm. I mean, we say there's plenty of patients that would be appropriate for our program in this community, right? Yeah, with the boomers and the amount of people that suffer from mental illness, statistically, yeah, we could be surplus full of patients, but we're not. So yeah, we always have room for more.
Good deal. So what's the first step if somebody is interested again, Haley, in the program? Is there anything that we've talked about today?
Yeah, so like we mentioned, you can do a self-referral. Anybody can refer. You can refer yourself. Someone can refer you. I mean, if you see a friend that's struggling, we're just a call away. That being said, also seeing your primary doctor. We all work in the same building generally. If you doctor here, or other doctors in other places, they can refer as well. You don't have to have any prior diagnoses at all. We'll just assess if you have the symptomology to participate, and that's why we have a psychiatrist on board to get those steps going. So, yeah.
It's important to talk about it, isn't it?
Yep.
And you guys all seem very approachable, so nobody should be scared to call you and talk to you, right?
We're not too scared.
Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. In honor of Mental Health Awareness Month here, we thank Haley Fosterling, Tiffany Olson, and Christine Olson from the Richland Hospital's Senior Life Solutions for being our guests.
Welcome to Pratt Chat.
Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelenic, this is Memorial Weekend. Do you have any tips for us here concerning that?
Yeah. So Memorial Day is the day of the year that cemeteries are visited the most. So a lot of people this weekend will go out to cemeteries. They will visit their loved ones' graves. They'll put out flowers. They'll do different things. Just kind of remember their loved one. So as a funeral home, we receive probably the most calls we receive all year on Monday of Memorial Day. People will go out. Maybe they can't find their loved one's grave. The death date is not engraved on the stone. The cemetery isn't in very good shape. We understand that every year on Memorial Day, these calls are going to happen because most people maybe only visit a cemetery on Memorial Day. Understand that when you go out, that might be the case at the cemetery. If it is, there's not anything that we can do for you on Memorial Day itself. You know, give us a call on Tuesday, Wednesday. Let us know that, hey, the death date is not engraved on the stone. Because for most of our families, we tell them in the wintertime that the death date doesn't get engraved when it's cold, when there's frost in the ground. They are going to wait until it warms up and they're going to engrave death dates on the stone. And they've been doing a lot of them in the last couple of weeks. But just know that potentially, if yours isn't done, that maybe the paper got lost, there was something maybe a little bit different about the engraving, the font on the stone, that the person didn't have the stencil with them to do it. But either way, call us back next week and let us know that the death date is not engraved on the stone. If the cemetery isn't in good shape, that's something that you can bring up to the cemetery board. If you don't necessarily know who's on the board, feel free and call us next week. Let us know. We'll let you know. That cemetery board would probably love to have some help to help run that cemetery. A lot of them don't have a lot of people on the boards. Another thing to consider before you go out this weekend to put flowers on your loved one's grave is, what does the cemetery allow to be put on a grave? Some will say, you know, it has to be in a vase or in a shepherd's hook or off the ground, or it has to be made of a certain material. That's something to think about before you go out there, is what is allowed by a cemetery. Because another call that we get frequently is, someone went out on Memorial Day and they put something out on the grave, and then they go out the following week and it's gone. Well, potentially, the cemetery came out and they took it away because whatever you put out there is not allowed. Easiest one that most people can understand is glass vases. You know, there's lawnmowers out there, glass gets broken, you know, it can do a lot of damage to lawnmowers or people if it gets kind of caught up in it. So it's just something, read the cemetery rules. Most of them are posted at the entry to the cemetery about what is allowed, what is not allowed, how long your flowers can stay out. So it's just something to know that when you go and visit the cemetery, spend some time. We really encourage you to go out this weekend and spend some time with those, you know, that have passed away. Go visit their graves, say a prayer for them, remember who they were and how they impacted your life. But also understand that the cemetery may or may not be up to your standards of what you think might happen. But on the other side of that, some of these cemeteries are incredibly well maintained. Is maybe they would like to hear that they're doing a really good job. Because a lot of times it gets brought up when something's not right. So it might be something next week to, once you go to the cemetery, maybe write them a card. You know, thank them for their efforts on maintaining the cemetery and making it look nice for Memorial Day. It's really mowed nicely. Everything is trimmed. Things are picked up. So don't necessarily just remember them when something isn't done right, but also maybe remember them of how much effort they put in to make it a good day for your family to come out to the cemetery to spend some time with your loved one.
If your family member, your loved one, was a veteran too, lots of times those graves are decorated. If it's not, you should contact Veteran Services, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So leading up to Memorial Day, the cemeteries go out, it should all be done by now, is there's flags that are put out on the grave. So there's the little metal flag holders, and then they go around and they put those out there. If your family is a veteran and does not have one of those, you know, let us know, and then we can give you the proper people to go and talk to, because yes, they should have one. You can give the local veteran service officer a call. It might be the Legion. So there's different people to contact depending on what is missing from your loved one's grave. Potentially, they don't have a bronze flag holder. Well, did they ever get one at the time of death? Did someone move it when they were mowing? Did it get run over when it's mowing? Because sometimes they break over the course of time, and maybe it just needs to be replaced. But yeah, see what's out there. Does it need something? Did the flag get broken? Did your loved one not get a flag this year? Just kind of, you know, look at what is there. Does anything need to be improved? Or if it's not there, let us know, and we'll help you with that.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com. Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high temp of 63 degrees today, partly sunny and very nice. For tonight, partly cloudy to clear and chilly, a low of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant with a high of 65. Saturday night, a few clouds, not as quite as cold, and a low of 40. And Sunday, pleasant and mild with partly cloudy conditions and 69. A high of 70 on Memorial Day. We have an east wind at 8 to 10 miles per hour after an earlier reading of 36. We're up from that with sunshine. It is 57 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
100.9 WRCO.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by?" backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her.
Kane Brown on WRCO. Some great tunes to take you toward the weekend. A little bit later on as well, we'll have a music interview with the group Mark 209. A new song is out from them. They've been around for a number of years in gospel Christian music and also in country music. Kind of like an Oak Ridge Boys story. In fact, they have some ties to the Oak Ridge Boys. The tale's coming up in a little bit. They'll phone in. This is Gabby Barrett and the Good Ones.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's a song stuck in my head. He's solid and he's steady like the Allegheny runs. He knows just where he's going and he's proud of where he's from. One of the good ones. He's one of the good ones.
a milestone reached, and a future launched. The Kickapoo LaFarge Class of 2025 is ready to soar. With best wishes from Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Joan Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Garyland Transportation.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. At Edward Jones, we apply that consistent approach to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis is a key to long-term growth. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of just enduring. To learn more, call us at 608-647-8889 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are, every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Today, we don't say goodbye. We say thank you. To every fallen hero, your legacy endures. A heartfelt thank you from Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85 and the Shoebox, standing with our heroes.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so.
8-track flashback, Glenn Campbell. It's only Make Believe. No, it's not. It's Friday, and time to roll out. Get the two-person pup tent up in the backyard.
After work, me and the boys go down to Kelly's and we'll make some noise. Feed that old jukebox and play some air guitar. Well, there's nothing wrong with shooting the pool and having some fun and acting the fool. But this time I won't be going where they are. Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about her is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender. Candlelight and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. The girl sure has been working hard. I think she's ready for some R&R. Something to take her mind off everything. Champagne and a box of candy. A dozen roses might come in handy to help loosen up those apron strings. Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about her is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender. Candlelight and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. If the roses and the candy do the dream, tomorrow I may have to call and see. Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about it is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender. Candlelight and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight. Yeah, I'm going home and rock my baby tonight.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. There was a professor of economics who gave a test to his class with three categories of questions. He instructed his students to choose one question from each section on the test. The first category was the hardest and was worth 50 points. The second, which was not as difficult, was worth 40 points. The third category, being the easiest, was worth only 30 points. When the papers were returned, the students who had chosen the hardest questions were given A's. Those who chose 40-point questions were given B's. Those who chose the easy questions were given C's. The students were confused, so they asked the professor how he graded the exam. The professor smiled and responded, "I wasn't testing your knowledge. I was testing your aim." Great leaders have the ability to motivate people to reach higher than they thought they could go. The person who accomplishes half of a 100-mile journey still travels further than the one who completes a 10-mile journey. To go high, we must reach higher. Browning said, "A man's reach should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for?" The explanation of the word triumph can all be found in the first syllable. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in the first year? Rockwell Automation does. They also offer a $2,500 sign-on bonus, a 401k with company match, annual bonuses for all employees, unlimited referral bonuses, paid paternal leave, a tuition reimbursement program, and plenty of room for growth and advancement. Rockwell Automation isn't your typical manufacturing experience. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. That's been true since 1971. Now, the team is growing, and Rockwell Automation is looking for new talent. First shift position started over $22 an hour, second shift over $24 an hour, and that's on top of all these incredible benefits. So what are you waiting for? Explore opportunities today at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center. Or just stop in during walk-in Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Now's the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Calves were steady to stronger, with slaughter cows steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Old Steamboat calves sold up to $900 per pound, and down with the beef crossbred calves up to $1,360 per pound. The better conditioned cows sold up to $139, with thin, questionable health cows selling lower. The 5 to 765-pound beef steers and bulls, they sold from $298 to $340 per pound. The red springing beef cow sold at $2,350. Our next Wednesday, May 28th, will be our annual beef bull sale. Many of the bulls have been semen tested. We expect to get started selling the bulls by 1:30. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 6th, starting at 1 o'clock. Since our last feeder sale, we've been getting many calls for more feeder cattle to go on pasture. Be sure to contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola to get your cattle on our sales list for the upcoming sales.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating. Join American Legion Post number 350 for a special veteran show on May 31st at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. The show starts at 1 p.m. Come early and enjoy a hot pork sandwich served up starting at 11 a.m. All to support our local veterans and post number 350. That's May 31st. Great food, powerful stories, and hometown pride.
Support those who served. American Legion Post 350. Come have breakfast on the farm. The 41st annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast is being held Saturday, June 7th, serving from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at the Dylan and Brianna Handel Family Farm in Barneveld. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and top it off with a Culver's frozen custard. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, a petting zoo, and you can enjoy walking around the farm. Adults are $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. There's no parking at the farm. Park at Vortex in Barneveld and enjoy a short bus ride through Barneveld to the farm.
Hey, we made it to Friday on the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. May 23rd, 2011, Reba McEntire received one of country music's highest honors, induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Her career had already included more than 30 number ones, sold-out tours, TV stardom, but this was something special. She was inducted by Dolly Parton. And if you're getting ushered in by Dolly Parton, you've clearly done something right. From Howl Blue to Is There Life Out There, Reba built a career on powerhouse vocals, emotional storytelling, and a whole lot of grit. She helped redefine what it meant to be a female superstar in Nashville, and she's still setting the bar high. That night, the Hall of Fame welcomed a red-headed cowgirl from Oklahoma who never stopped dreaming big. An Opry star and a Country Music Hall of Famer. It's all about Reba today. I'm Bill Cody. That's the Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. What stands in the way of you paying less for your homeowner's insurance? It's the time it takes to shop and then compare all the options. Face it, we all hate shopping insurance. Let Pure American Insurance do it. We shop over 30 top insurance brands. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Sing along by the way in our song, how you done me.
Reba, WRCL, that public service announcement for radio. It's now 17 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. We're at 57 degrees, headed towards 63 a little bit later on today. It appears Brewers will have a game in Pittsburgh today. I think it rained a little bit more. They did get it in last night. Kind of unheard of that they would go an hour and 50 minutes and then get it going again. And the Brewer pitcher would come back and pitch. That's not, that's really unheard of too. Normally the starter's like, okay, you're done. We're not warming you up again, risking injury. But they did. They got it going and got the win. Christian Yelich had a couple of home runs. He's been in a little bit of a slump lately. So he had a 3-run home run right out of the gate, which always helps when you can get right out to a good start like that. And Milwaukee will play the second of four games in Pittsburgh coming up tonight.
Four red lights, a couple stop signs, something we be blowing by. Yeah, we always down to ride. Blonde hair, green eyes. Yeah, this life, if I ever left it, something I'd be missing. Sipping on some tea and it's a little bit twisted. The girls like to dance and they really like kissing. Two-stepping down at the bar, that's how we living. And big wheels so we never get stuck. But if we do, we still winning. Yeah, we spin the block now, even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now, all night. People going on ice, laying on it Friday night. Football lights and bonfires. Go a couple friends, so the party never ends. Small towns. Little ones we hold dear. Get together, party like it's New Year's. Pass me a beer right now. I'm still sober, but we don't know how. Yeah, we spin the block now. Even got a top down. Lil' mama go up now. All night, people going on nights. Laying on it Friday night. Football lights and bonfires. It goes.
Just ignore me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we count in girls and magazines. It's still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? I should start asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's so more beautiful as you? You ain't waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's so more beautiful as you? Could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even
even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery what someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What someone as beautiful as you.
Years, one diploma, and endless possibilities. The future looks bright for the 2025 Ithaca graduates. Saluted by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gonna be. Hometown is a heaven on earth. Sundays are for football and church. The world turns, but I believe it's always gonna be. Back road, good country songs on the radio. Tailgates fall. driveway. Long as the sun keeps coming out, long as the Mississippi River runs, baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be. Some things are always gonna be. Some things are always gonna be. Baby, just like you and me, some things are always gonna be.
A great tune on WRCO, Some Things Are Always Going to Be, and that was Dan and Shay. Speaking of Wisconsin sports, it sounds like Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, he wants to stay in Milwaukee, and that's been kind of stressed all along. But word is, breaking this morning, that Giannis did not request a trade in his meeting with Milwaukee, and both sides voiced an eagerness to build a championship-level team. There you go. That's good news. And that's old school. Giannis, I think, is a good character. And, I mean, I realize the financial shape the Bucks are in. I realize they pay him a lot of money. But it's kind of like when the Packers had Aaron Rodgers and people are like, oh, yeah, get rid of him, get rid of him. I mean, I know, we know now off the field that the guy's kind of a little bit eccentric, right? But every time he was in the game, he gave you a chance to win, and every year at least make the playoffs, and that's kind of the goal. And Giannis does that every night, goes out and scores 30 points, has to be the best player in the world, although he finished third in this year's MVP voting. He should be the MVP every year, if you ask me. Nonetheless, that's some good news for you today. Here's Mark Chestnut.
When the lights go out and the crowd goes away, we tear it down and load it up and get on down the highway. And I'll grab a beer, my old guitar, go to the back and sing my favorite song to myself when the lights go out. Tomorrow night's in Denver, got Tucson after that, maybe one more show, but I don't know. Yeah, we might be heading back. They came to see, bare my soul, but they don't really know who I am when the lights go out. When the lights go out, I'm just a man in love with a woman. Against my heart, that's who I really am when the lights go go out.
join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has been unable to reach trade deals with the European Union, so now he's threatening a 50% tariff on all products imported from the EU. Also, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House,
the president just now threatening a 25% tariff on Apple. This is a move to try and encourage and spur the company to produce and manufacture all of its iPhones here in the U.S.
The market's all falling on the latest trade announcements from the White House. The Dow's down 300 points. Harvard University filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, challenging the latest decision not to allow the school to admit any international students. Last night, the president held a private event for those who invested heavily in his cryptocurrency meme coin. Guests were expected to buy more of the coin to gain access to the president's black tie gala. Investigators in San Diego are still looking for clues in the debris field of the plane crash in San Diego. Six people were on